I was wondering whether you know what kind of meditation Ajahn Chah was following in the early days, and then related to that, whether it's known what the what you're calling the meditating monks mm-hmm. were actually doing.
Yeah.
And I'm just interested in sort of the prehistory and what was going on in the 19th century up till that time.
Yeah. I think, and I don't think anybody knows for sure, but I think the most common meditation, even nowadays, northeast of Thailand, is a recitation of the word Buddho, so that and then conjoining it with the breath. So on the in-breath, Buddho, so a recitation and recollection, so that there's both a mindfulness of breathing, but not in a kind of full-blown 16-stage Anapanasati way, but fundamental mindfulness of breathing and a recollection of the Buddha. And that's your fundamental ground that everybody tends to grow up out of, and very, very common, very widespread, and both in the present and, I assume, in the past. And in the forest monasteries, there would be a meditative tradition, and there would be a lot of emphasis on body contemplation and element contemplation in terms of tradition. So in conjunction with the recollection of the Buddha and a fundamental mindfulness of breathing, then element contemplation was a strong aspect, and the contemplation of the body in terms of 32 parts of the body.
Thank you. I once looked to see if there was any history of what people were doing 17th, 18th, 19th century. I couldn't find anything.
No. In Thailand, the history is not... they're not great historians, and much of the written records of the country were also destroyed during the time of the sack of Ayutthaya, which was this incredible cultural center and hub of all the knowledge, but then it was sacked and burnt, and they lost everything. But then I'm not 100% sure either, because there's not a huge tradition of history, not at all like a Chinese culture, which is you can go, I mean, the rice harvest 3,000 years ago.